You have a friend here with us today?
I do. This is Buttercup.
Buttercup?
She's a 9-month-old yellow lab.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about what you do here at Stafford Creek with Buttercup.
Well, we're training service dogs here, and Buttercup came to us from a puppy raiser they had used to try to help her with some of her basic behavior and exposing her to a lot of different elements in a lot of different environments, so that she came to us pretty raw, but with an idea of what some good manners were. So then our job is to practice with her what we call 6 priority behaviors, which are critical to people who will be receiving these dogs. And those would be disabled vets, and children have also received dogs from this program. Those priority resources would be, or priority behaviors would be, a dog walking with a loose leash at your side so they don't pull. Imagine if somebody had stability issues, you wouldn't want the dog to pull them along. They have to just walk calmly beside them. A dog waits at a door and waits for us to go through before they can go through the door. They have to be invited through the door. And so that way they're not trying to rush ahead. You've seen dogs that try to rush ahead of the owner to get out the door, and that could be dangerous as well. And then maintaining a down, as you see she's doing right now, mm-hmm. without any other cue. I gave her a down, and she's maintained it since with mm-hmm. A little positive reinforcement. That's all we do with these dogs is positive reinforcement. There's no corrections for the dog doing a behavior we didn't want. Okay. We just ignore that behavior and don't reward it. And according to the principles of the operant conditioning that they work under, if the behavior is reinforced, it will be continued. It'll be repeated. If the behavior is not reinforced, it's likely to not continue. So then we'll be on a schedule with the dog anywhere from a few months to maybe 8 months to a year, depending on how much time you have and the dog you have. You can train up to 55, 60 cues, and we call them cues, not commands. We're not commanding this dog. All we're doing is putting behavior that they already know onto a verbal cue.
Okay.
And we use verbal cues.
Can you give me some examples?
Okay, yeah. So she'll start out with the basic ones that people are familiar with, sit, down, the stay, a stand. And then we'll get more complex. I might say go through. So if I walk up to an elevator and I push the elevator button, I can say go through, the dog will walk through. Then turn around and face me and wait for me. We also teach, besides the heel position, the side position, front, behind. They'll turn on lights. We'll do up light to turn the light on, up switch to turn the light off. I give her objects, and I ask her to take the object and go to somebody with it, or up to get up on something and grab some, whatever I want, the item that I might want. Say, this box of pizza over here, and say, up, get it.
Yeah.
And she'll grab me that box and get
have
to me. she might enjoy some of it on the way over, but yeah, that would be where we're going with it. And so you can see that besides the basic cues that you'd give a dog, basic behaviors you need, those that would aid somebody who had some disabilities. And we've also trained a diabetic alert. I did a lot of scent work in the service, training bomb dogs, drug dogs. And some of these dogs, they might need for a diabetic alert. And that would alert somebody who had diabetes if their blood sugar was getting low. The dog would, however we trained it, would give that person an indication, maybe scratch on their leg, maybe sit. If the person didn't respond to the sit, then they might get a little excited and try something, a little more extreme, like scratching on the leg.
How rewarding is this for you?
For me, it's very rewarding. It's made it an entirely different. It's created an entirely different attitude for me as far as doing my time.
How much time do you have, by the way?
Well, I'm down now under a year, but I've done 10 years.
Oh my God!
So, for the majority of that time, I worked different jobs, but prisons can be a grind, mm-hmm. Just doing the time. Well, I never find any free time, because I can always put it to use. It's not work, it's more of just a rewarding experience. As I said, I worked dogs in the military, but that was a different method. So what we do now, or in this method, it's all positive reinforcement. And so maybe I was a grumpy guy or a guy with a short temper when people would get into my space or do the things that you know, that go on around in a crowded environment in prison. Well, what I found after working the dogs, well, that positive reinforcement is that I have a much more positive attitude now.